Hi, Film Addicts, welcome to the show. Hello, Film Addicts and Moguls. If you take a second to hit the follow and download the podcast. And if you'd like to make a donation, PayPal me anonymous content. We are going to read the Emerald Tablets of Thought. This is amazing. They say that if you read it, you'll download the subconscious. So this Emerald Tablet, I just want to tell you, it was made of this green material that you couldn't alter the words of this tablet. So it's like somebody wanted to write this down and have generations read it later without any alterations. So that's amazing. So we'll start reading Emerald Tablet 1, The History of Thought, the Atlantean. So we always hear about Atlantis. Everyone loves Atlantis. So he's actually saying the Atlantean. I thought the Atlantean, master of mysteries, keeper of records, mighty king, magician, living from generation to generation, being about to pass into the halls of Amenti, set down for the guidance of those that are to come after these records of the mighty wisdom of great Atlantis. They say the halls of Amenti are in Egypt, so if you go to Egypt, you can actually walk into and be in the halls of Amenti. Some say it's a portal. In the great city of Kior, on the island of Undal, in a time far past, I began this incarnation. Not as the little men of the present age did, the mighty ones of Atlantis live and die, but rather from aeon to aeon, they renew their life in the halls of Amenti, where the river of life flows eternally onward. 100 times have I descended the dark way that led into the light, and as many times as I ascended from the darkness into the light, my strength and power renewed. Now for a time I descend, and the men of Khem shall know me no more, but in a time yet unborn will I rise again, mighty and potent, requiring an accounting of those left behind me. Then beware, O men of Khem, if you have falsely betrayed my teaching, for I shall cast you down from your highest estate into the darkness of the caves from whence you came. Betray not my secrets to the men of the north or the men of the south, lest my curse fall upon ye. Remember and heed my words, for surely will I return again and require of thee that which ye guard. I, even for beyond time and from beyond death, will I return, rewarding or punishing as ye have requited your trust. Great were my people in the ancient days, great beyond the conception of the little people now around me, knowing the wisdom of old, seeking far within the heart of infinity knowledge that belongs to the earth's youth. Wise were we with the wisdom of the children of light who dwelt among us. Strong were we with the power of dawn from the eternal fire, and of all these, greatest among the children of men, was my father Thotmi, keeper of the great temple, linked between the children of light who dwelt within the temple and the races of men who inhabit the 10 islands. Mouthpiece after thee of the dweller of Yunnal, what's actually mouthpiece after the three, the dweller of Yunnal, speaking to the kings with a voice that must be obeyed. Grew I there from a child into manhood, being taught by my father the elder mysteries, until in time there grew within the fire of wisdom, until it burst into consuming flame. Not desired I, but the attainment of wisdom, until on a great day, the command day from the dweller of the temple, that I shall be brought before him. Few there were among the children of men who had looked upon the mighty face and lived. For not as the sons of men are the children of light when they are not incarnate in a physical body. Chosen was I from the sons of men, taught by the dweller so that in his purposes might be fulfilled, purposes yet unborn in the womb of time. Long ages I dwelt in the temple, learning ever and yet ever more wisdom, until I too approached the light emitted from the great fire. Taught me he the path to Amenti, the underworld, where the great king sits upon the throne of might. deep I bowed in homage before the lords of life and the lords of death, receiving as my gift the key of life. Free was I of the halls of Amenti, bound not by death to the circle of life. Far to the stars I journeyed until space and time became as naught. Then, having drunk deep of the cup of wisdom, I looked into the hearts of men, and there I found greater mysteries and was glad. For only in the search of truth could my soul be stilled and the flame within be quenched. Down through the ages I lived, seeing those around me taste the cup of death and return again in the light of fire. Gradually from the kingdoms of Atlantis passed waves of consciousness that had been one with me, only to be replaced by spawn of a lower star. In obedience to the law, the word of the master grew into flower. Downward into the darkness turned the thoughts of the Atlanteans, until at last in his wrath arose from his Agwanti the dweller. It's a state of detachment. Speaking the word, calling the power, deep in the earth's heart, the sons of Amenti's heart and hearing, directing the changing of the flower of the fire that burns eternally, changing and shifting, using logos until the great fire changed its direction. Over the world then broke the great waters, drowning and sinking, changing earth's balance, until only the temple of light was left standing on the great mountain of Undal, still rising out of the water. Some there were who were living, saved from the rush of the fountains. Call to me then the master, saying, gather ye together my people, take them by the arts ye have learned of far across the waters, until ye reach the land of the hairy barbarians dwelling in the caves of the desert. Follow there the plan that ye know of. Gathered I then my people, and gathered the great ship of the master. Upward we rose into the morning. Dark beneath us lay the temple. Suddenly over it rose the waters, vanished from earth until the time appointed was the great temple. Fast we fled toward the sun of the morning, until beneath us lay the land of the children of Cam. Raging they came with cudgels and spears, lifted in anger, seeking to slay and utterly destroy the sons of Atlantis. Then I raised I my staff and directed a ray of vibration, striking them still in their tracks as fragments of stone of the mountain. Then I spoke them in words calm and peaceful, telling them of the might of Atlantis, saying, we are children of the sun and its messengers. Cowed I them by my display of magic science, until at my feet they groveled when I released them. So it looks like he had some kind of ray gun, froze them, and once they calmed down and not hitting him with their sticks, he like released them. That's kind of what my interpretation is. Long dwelt we in the land of Cam, long and yet long again, until obeying the commands of the master, who while sleeping yet lives eternally, I sent from me the sons of Atlantis, sent them in many directions from the womb of time, wisdom might rise again in her children. Long time dwelt I in the land of Cam, doing great works by the wisdom within me. Upward grew into the light of knowledge the children of Cam, watered by the rains of my wisdom. Blasted I then a path to Amenti, so that I might retain my powers, living from age to age a son of Atlantis, its Eshuan, sun, like sunshine, the sun of Atlantis, keeping the wisdom, preserving the records. Great grew the sons of Cam, conquering the people around them, growing slowly upward in soul force. Now for a time I go among them into the dark halls of Amenti, deep in the halls of the earth, before the lords of power, face to face once again with the dweller. Raised I over the entrance, a doorway, a gateway leading down to Amenti, view would be with courage to dare it. View past the portal to dark Amenti. Raised over the passage, I a mighty pyramid, using the power that overcomes earth force, gravity, deep and yet deeper place, I a force house or chamber. From it carved I a circular passage, reaching almost into the great summit. There in the apex said I, the crystals sending the ray into the time space, drawing the force from out of the ether, concentrating upon the gateway of Amenti. Other chambers I built and left vacant to all seeming. So he made some other chambers and he left them vacant. Yet hidden with them are the keys to Amenti. He who encouraged would dare the dark realms, let him be purified first by long fasting. Lie in the sarcophagus of the stone in my chamber. Then to reveal I to him the great mysteries. So it looks like that's why people go to Egypt and they want to lie down in those stone boxes. So it looks like you can obtain knowledge of the mysteries. Soon shall he follow to where I shall meet him. Even in the darkness of earth, I shall meet him. I, Thought, Lord of Wisdom, meet him and hold him and dwell with him always. Built I the great pyramid, patterned after the pyramid of earth, force burning eternally, so that it too might remain through the ages. Huh. It's saying he built the great pyramid. There you go. And it's emerald tablet that you cannot change the words and manipulate it. Set in stone, that you cannot manipulate the words, saying right here, he built it. In it, I built my knowledge of magic science so that it might be here when again I return from Amenti. So it looks like he wants to return. I, while I sleep in the halls of Amenti, my soul roaming free, will incarnate, dwell among men in this form or another. Emissary on earth am I the dweller, fulfilling his command so man might be lifted. Now return I to the halls of Amenti, leaving behind me some of my wisdom. Preserve ye and keep ye the command of the dweller. Lift ever upward your eyes toward the light. Surely in time ye are one with the master. Surely by right ye are one with the master. Surely by right you're all one. You're all one with the all. Now I depart from ye, knowing my commandments. Keep them and be them. And I will be with you, helping and guiding you into the light. Now before me opens the portal, go I down in the darkness of night. So he's talking about portals and commandments. And okay, so we're going to do Emerald Tamuk 2, the Halls of Amenti. Seems like the portal reincarnation, that's my take of it, but you can take of it from whatever you like that comes to your thoughts. Deep in the earth's heart lies the halls of Amenti, far beneath the island of sunken Atlantis, halls of the dead and halls of the living, bathed in the fire of the infinite all. Like the creator, the source, the energy, the love, the electricity, energy, the light. Far in a past time, lost in the space-time, the children of light look down on the world, see the children of men in their bondage, bound by the force that came from beyond. Knew they that only freedom from bondage could man ever rise from the earth to the sun. Down they descended and created bodies, taking the semblance of men as their own. The masters of everything said after their forming, we are they who were formed from the space dust, partaking of life from the infinite all. So it keeps saying infinite all, like God, creator, energy, life force, love. The symphony, living in the world as children of men, like and yet unlike the children of men. So it says that they were formed from space doves. Then for a dwelling place far beneath the earth's crust, blasted great space, they by their power, spaces apart from the children of men, surrounded them by forces and power, shielded from harm, they the halls of the dead. Side by side then place they outer spaces, fill them with life when and from life from above. They keep saying light from above, so it seems to be really important. Builded they then the halls of Amenti that they might dwell eternally, their living with life to eternity's end. Seems like eternal life. That guy who's spending like millions of dollars to live forever, I wonder if he's been to the halls of Amenti in Egypt. 32 were the children sons of light who had come among men seeking to free from bondage of darkness those who were bound by the force from beyond. 32. just 32 children, sons of light. Deep in the halls of life grew a flower, flaming, expanding, driving backward the night, place in the center a ray of great potence, life-giving, light-giving, filling with power all who came near it. Wow, somewhere in the halls there was this flower, this flaming flower that had all this light-giving, life-giving, and power, this kind of like raving. Place they around it thrones, 32 places for each of the children of light, placed so that they were bathed in the radiance, filled with the life from the eternal life. There, time after time, placed they their first created bodies so that they may be filled with the spirit of life. 100 years out of each 1,000 must life-giving light flame worth on their bodies, quickening, awakening the spirit of life. Huh. Some kind of you get like for each lifetime, it says 100 years out of each 1,000. So I guess you got to regenerate. That's what they're talking about. Regenerating. There in the circle from aeon to aeon sit the great masters, living a life not known among men. There in the halls of life, they lie sleeping, free-flowing their souls through the bodies of men. Time after time, while their bodies lie sleeping, incarnate, they are in the bodies of men, teaching and guiding onward and upward out of the darkness into light. There in the hall of life, filled with their wisdom, known not to the races of men, living forever near the cold fire of life, said the children of light. Times there are when they awaken, come from the depths of lights to be among men, infinite they among infinite. That kind of reminds me of moving, not the body snatchers, but when it's the bodies are there and they're getting recharged. It's definitely sounds like a Hollywood movie. If someone can tell me the name of it, like we're gonna think of the name. He who by progress has grown in the darkness, lifted himself from the night into light. Free is he made in the halls of Amenti, free of the flower of light and of life. So they say the tree of life, but this is the flower of light and of life. So they have that circle of life flower that's everywhere in those old ancient buildings and on the floors, those circles, the flower of light. Guided he by then by wisdom and knowledge, passes from man to the master of life. There he may dwell as one with the masters, free from the bonds of the darkness of night. Seated within the flower of radiance sit 7 lords from the space-time above us, helping and guiding through infinite wisdom the pathways through time of the children of men. Mighty and strange, they veiled with their power, silent, all-knowing, drawing the life force, different yet one with the children of men. Aye, different and yet one with the children of life. That's interesting. It says, there's 7 lords from the space-time above us. That must be like the heavens, the galaxy, something. Always, they're always pointing up and above. And there's the flowers of radiance. There's like radiance and light and energy or electricity, vibrating light, energy, electricity, pulsating. So maybe like, you know, angels, they always see these halos. So there's 7 lords in the time space above us. They have infinite wisdom. They are extraordinary powers and wisdom. And they say silent. So maybe like they don't have to speak, so they can do thoughts or energy. They're all knowing. And they have the power of life. They're similar, like we're made in their image, so we're similar to them, but different. That's what I'm getting from that. Just custodians and watchers of the force of man's bondage, ready to lose when the light has been reached. First and most mighty sits the veiled present, Lord of Lords, the infinite 9, over the others from each cosmic cycle, weighing and watching the progress of men. So I have this book called Margaret Merlin's Journal, The Battle of the Black Witch, and I have a council. I have 11 kingdoms, and there's a council that watches the wizards. And so this is interesting. So maybe I've been pulling things from up and downloading things or uploading things. So it's saying that there's this veiled presence, Lord of Lords, like the top of the top of the top. There's like this chain, this hierarchy, Lord of Lords. There's nine, the infinite nine, infinite nine, so for infinite, forever and ever, and over the others in each cosmic cycle. So there's cycles, and they watch the progress of men. So there's somebody, sounds like they're watching us. Under he, and capital H-E, sits the Lord of the cycles. The Lords of the cycles. So it's L-O-R-D-S. 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8. And each with his mission, each with his power guiding, directing the destiny of man. Wow. So someone's directing the destiny of man. There sit they, mighty and potent, free of all time and space. So they're infinite. Not of this world yet, akin to it. Elder brothers, they are the children of men, judging and weighing, they with their wisdom, watching the progress, light among men. So there's someone watching us. I always tell you that. They always tell you that. There's someone watching, karma, watching us. There before them was I, led by the dweller, watched him blend with one from above. Then from he came forth a voice saying, great are thou, thought among children of men, free henceforth of the halls of Amenti, master of life among children of men. Taste not of death, except as thou will it. Drink thou of life to eternity's end. Henceforth forever is life thine for the taking. Henceforth is death at the call of thy hand. Dwell here and leave here when thou desireth. Free is Amenti to the son of man. Take thou up life in what from thou desireth, child of the light that has grown among men. Choose thou thy work, for all souls must labor. Never be free from the pathway of light. One step thou hast gained on the long pathway upward. Infinite now is the mountain of light. Each step thou taketh but heightens the mountain. All of thy progress but lengthens the goal. Approach ye ever the infinite wisdom. Ever before thee recedes the goal. Free are ye made now of the halls of Amenti to walk hand in hand with the lords of the world, one in one purpose, working together, bringers of light to the children of men. Very, very interesting. Okay, so then from his throne came one of the masters, taking my hand and leading me onward through all the halls of the deep hidden land. Ooh, something's hidden. So this is a hidden, this is a deep hidden land. So some people talk, is that inside earth? They say there's inside the earth, but this is a deep hidden land. Led me through the halls of Amenti, showing me the mysteries that are known not to man. Through the darkness passage downward, he led me to the halls where sits the dark death. Vast as space lay the great hall before me, walled by darkness, but yet filled with light. Before me arose a great throne of darkness, veiled on it seated a figure of night. Darker than darkness sat the great figure, dark with a darkness not of the night. There you go, dark Vader. No, I'm kidding, just but it seems like all our movies have some of this in the movies. Before it then paused the master, speaking, the world that brings about life, saying, O master of darkness, guide of the way from light into life, bring before thee I bring a son of the morning. Touch him not ever with the power of night. Call not his flame to the darkness of night. Know him and see him, one of our brothers, lifted from darkness into the light. Release thou his flame from bondage. Free, let it flame through the darkness of night. Raised in the hand of the figure, forth came a flame that grew clear and bright, rolled back swiftly the curtain of darkness, unveiled the hall from the darkness of night. Then grew, and the great space before me, flame after flame from the veil of the night. Uncounted millions leaped they before me, some flaming forth as flowers of fire. Others there were that shed a dim radiance, glowing but faintly from out of the night. Some of there were that faded swiftly, others that grew from a small spark of light, each surrounded by its dim veil of darkness, yet flaming with the light that could never be quenched, coming and going like fireflies in springtime, filled they the space with life and light. So seems like the light came into the fire. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit more because we only have so much time in a half hour podcast. Then spoke a mighty voice and saw him saying, these are lights that are souls among men, growing and fading, existing forever, changing yet living through death into life. When they have bloomed into flower, reach the zenith of growth of their life, swiftly then I send my veil of darkness, shrouding and changing to new forms of life, steadily upon upward throughout the ages, growing and expanding yet greater flame, lighting the darkness with yet greater power, quenched yet unquenched by the veil of night. So grows the soul of man ever upward, quenched yet unquenched by the darkness of night. I death come, and yet I remain not, for life eternal existence in all. Only obstacle, I'm the pathway, quick to be conquered by the infinite light. Awaken, O flame that burns ever inward, flame forth and conquer the veil of night. Then in the midst of the flames and the darkness grew there, one that drove forth the night, flaming, expanding ever brighter, until at last was nothing but light. Then spoke my voice, the voice of the master, see your own soul as it grows in the light, free now forever from the Lord of Night. Wow, that's really great. I'll read a little bit more. Forward he led me through many great spaces filled with the mysteries of the children of light, mysteries that man may never know yet until he too is a son of light. Backward then he led me into the light of the hall of the light. Knelt I then before the great masters, lords of all, from the cycles above. Spoke he then the words of great power, saying, thou hast made free of the halls of Minty, choose thou thy work among the children of men. Then I spoke I, O great master, let me be a teacher of men, leading them onward and upward until they too are lights among men, freed from the veil of night that surrounds them, flaming the light that shines shall shine among men. Spoke to me then a voice, go as ye will, so be it decreed. Master are ye of your destiny, free to take or reject at will. Take ye the power, take ye the wisdom, shine as a light among the children of men. Upward then led me the dweller, dwelt I again amongst the children of men, teaching and showing some of my wisdom, son of the light, a fire among men. Now again I tread the path downwards, seeking the light in the darkness of night. Hold ye and keep ye, preserve my record, guide shall it be to the children of men. And then, so isn't that great? So basically, let your light shine bright, let your light shine bright. It seems like light, 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 come out of the darkness. And I've written about this a lot in like Jack the Bear and Golden Hair. The whole story of that little children's book is that she has her hair lights so bright that people don't want to be around her because her light's too bright. But her light is her destiny. So everyone has a great destiny. So come out of the darkness and let your light shine bright. I really like it. I hope you like it. I've always wanted to read the Emerald Tablet, so I thought I would do it and share it with those of you on the podcast and those who are listening. Thanks so much. Have a really great day.